Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU. Connect with us at facebook.com/Israel Hour. Email us at info@israelhour.com or call us at 732-932-8800. Now, here's the host of the Israel Hour, Josh Rose.
It was, yeah, go ahead.
I just said, but you're not alone.
I don't have your mic on.
I said, but you're not alone. Maybe you are, maybe you want to be.
It was 25 years ago today. Well, not today, but on the seventh day of Hanukkah, which came out to December 4th, 1994.
That was a lot of years ago.
That was a lot of years ago, 25 to be exact.
A quarter of a century.
That Meirav and I first did our show by ourselves after some extensive training here at WRSU Radio.
Yeah.
It is pretty remarkable that we are still here. I've been here just about every single Sunday since.
I know, and I've been here as often as I could be, but then, you know, we had kids that got in the way.
I know, and we miss you.
And now carpools. I mean, it's just the life of a mom.
Oh, my God.
I get to run around with the kids. You get to have fun here at the show.
And I do have fun here at the show,
yes,
and we miss
do.
You, but we're glad to have you.
Ladies, I love being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Josh Rohn.
And I'm Meirav Dabrowski.
And we come to you very humbly on this Sunday, this week, 25 years. The seventh day of Hanukkah, 1994, since we first came into the WRSU studios to host Israel Hour Radio.
Right, and many people I know have been listening for that amount of time, plus listening before us.
Right,
I mean, the show has been on the air for many, many, many more years.
Since 1976, with some great hosts who came before us.
Was I even born then? I'm not going to answer that.
Today on Israel Hour Radio, I hope you will indulge us. We're going to be talking a little more than usual, but we're also going to be playing our favorite songs, talk about our favorite memories here after 25 years. I don't know if 1 hour is going to be enough.
It's not going to be enough. But we're doing, we want to talk about the fact that we're doing My Israeli Playlist?
Yes, right.
You're welcome.
Because we've been sharing the studio with our listeners over the past several months, inviting them to come and share their Israeli playlist, their favorite Israeli songs of all time. Today, that's what you and I are going to do.
We're doing My Israeli Playlist.
Right, for Mayor and Josh.
And if I had it my way, those of you who've been listening to the times that I've been on, you know, all the times I have a favorite.
Yeah.
A favorite. Hopefully those of you who are listening who remember me know my favorite.
Everyone who knows you knows of your obsession with Mashina.
Mashina is my group.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about your introduction to Israeli music. How did you get involved in this great obsession of ours that we just love so much?
Well, mine started in utero. Being born to an Israeli family, you know, we grew up listening to a lot of Israeli music. We used to get the big records. My aunt would send them from Israel, and we have a record player, and all the new songs would come in, and we'd listen to them, and it was really nice. So
yeah.
I grew up learning Israeli songs, not American songs, Israeli nursery rhyme songs, things like that. And so I really liked Israeli music. And then, you know, fast forward to 1990, you know, I spent a lot of summers in Israel. That was summer camp for me. My parents put my brother and I, they put the two of us on a plane, sent us overseas. That's where we spent our summers. We were there other times also. So we spent a lot of our formative years in Israel. And in 1990, I'm speaking specifically about 1990 because of my obsession with Mashina, my cousins introduced me to this band. And let me tell you, they blew my socks off. I was so impressed with Mashina. I fell in love with them. We went to see concerts. I have no idea how much money was spent on those concert tickets.
It was at the Kinneret, right?
It was at the Kinneret. That was my first concert ever with them. It was fantastic. And so Mashina's my band. I think that's all that I have to say about my show. So my music, right? I mean, it's just I grew up with it.
Yeah,
I introduced you to it,
you
but
sure
we'll talk
did.
About you,
you sure
afterwards.
Did.
And so with that, since we are starting with my story, we're starting with my Israeli playlist, which of course is going to include Mashina. So here you go. He eats vakchai to shaot on Israel Hour Radio.
הסית לאט את הווילון, מיד קיבה גם את האור. היה שיקור, היה שיקור. כן, התנגדות הוא לא הרגיש. אינטליגנטי ורגיש, שניהם נולדו מזל סרטן. זה מסוכן, זה מסוכן. הכל הלך כל כך חלק. היו באמצע המשחק, הן הוא והיא והיא והוא. ללי ללי, ללי ללו. תמצא מוצא, אני רוצה אותך. היא אמרה, תמצא מוצא, אני רוצה אותך. הוא נאלץ להשתדל. פתאום הטלפון צלצל. מיד הרים והתנצל, אמר שהוא צריך לזוז. מאוד חפוז, מאוד חפוז. דחו הכל כבר למחר. שעה סבירה לא מאוחר, הטלפון נשאר אדיש. הוא לא הרגיש, היה אדיש. הוא לא ידע להתנהג. לכל אחד היה לועג, אבל עבד מאוד קשה. היה עוסק,
עוסק מורשה.
בטלפון שינה מספר. שלא יפריעו לו מחר, העסק נהפך רגיש, הוא כבר הרגיש, זה עסק ביש. טיפול נכון היה לה מזג ים תיכון היא רק רצתה להתנקם את הברנש קצת להקם אחרי פגישה קצרה בבנק החליפה מכונית בטנק גנבה תחמושת מבסיס זה רק תכסיס זה רק תכסיס איפשה פילחה את החלל זה רק תכסיס
פגז חדר אל ההיכל והתנפץ אל תוך הקיר מוות מהיר עתיד מזהיר המשטרה שלך חילוך לבדוק את פשר הפיצוץ הוא נעלם בלהבה כן זו כוחה של אהבה שמש רק צל
ובערב אצל אחותי במרפסת הלבנה סיפרה לי בפרטי פרטים איך עזב הבן זונה אז אמרתי יש כמה כללים שתמיד שומרים עליי תני לי רק לתרום לך שתי מילים יאללה ביי בחור אמרת שדה זה לבן זה נכון שהוא תמיד עשה אוכל סיני וגם פאי אז תאכלי החודש מקופסה ויאללה ביי בחור אמרת שדאי אז יאללה ביי לא אל תעשי לא סנה לא זה לא כדאי אם זה גמור תאמרי לבחור אמרת שדאי תבקשי תן לי רק עוד צ'אנס אולי
וגם אם יהיו לך
אז יהיו לך קצת ימים קשים ויאללה ביי לא אל תעשי לא סצנה לא זה לא כדאי אם זה גם הוא תאמרי לבחור אמרת שדאי אז יאללה ביי לא, אל תעשי לא סצנה לא, זה לא כדאי אם זה גמור תאמרי לבחור אמרת שדאי אז יאללה ביי אמרת שדאי אז יאללה ביי
אמרת שדאי אמרת שדאי אמרת שדאי אמרת שדאי
Meirav and Josh celebrating 25 years here at Israel Hour
Radio. You
didn't
turn my microphone on again.
I did turn your microphone.
You did?
Yeah, I don't see that red light over there?
Oh, okay. I saw the board. The board didn't have it. I figured you want to shut me up.
Always. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't get you here all the time. I may as well enjoy you while I have you.
I know. That's what I think. So the song you just heard was one of my playlists, Ariel Horowitz with Yalabai. I just really like that song. It was a cute.
It's fun.
He's Naomi Shemer's son. He just has a good beat to the music. I just really enjoy that song. It's cute. It's fun.
Good choice.
And of course, my favorite song by Mashina, He Itzvah Chai Toshaot. And before that, we started this week off the way that the show had started off, I'm sure since what? That was probably in its beginning of existence.
I don't know.
Well, Avi Toledano with Hora. That song, I mean, that's how we started the show for years and years and years. And it started that way for years and years before us. And Josh was saying to me off air when the song was playing, he was shaking. He said, I still feel the nerves.
We still feel butterflies. I still feel butterflies in my stomach when that song is on.
I didn't feel butterflies then.
Yes,
so,
you
know.
Did. Yes, you did. You were a nervous little college student.
Okay, maybe.
It's Meirav and Josh on Israel Hour Radio celebrating 25 years here. We actually, we're just friends back in 1994. We got married in 1997. Meirav and I celebrated our 22nd anniversary this past Christmas Day, December 25th, the third night of Hanukkah back in 1997. And here we are on the air all these years later. It is really wonderful. Your thoughts?
Are we still married?
I hope so. You tell me.
I don't know.
Your thoughts very much welcome at 732-844-9778 on WhatsApp and at facebook.com/Israel Hour on Facebook, Israel Hour Radio on Instagram. So here's my story, my origin story, the way I got started at this radio station. We had a mutual friend. His name was Andy Gurman. Ronan Gurman, I think he went by on the air. He was doing this show for a number of years while he was in college, and he was about to graduate and move to Israel.
And he didn't want to see this show die.
Well, I mean, it wasn't going to die because Chezi Doss
was
on. He's listening right now. Chezi,
hi, Chezi.
And Jacqueline Shagam was on the air, and there were other people, but he wanted to find a replacement for him. And he had asked me. And I'm like, I don't know anything about Israeli music. And I didn't know anything about Israeli music. I never listened growing up. It just wasn't my thing. My family never, we knew Jewish music, but Israeli music just didn't happen. So, but I loved radio. I wanted to be on the radio in the worst way. I still do, which is why I am here 25 years later.
Oh, I thought it was just to get away from the kids on a Sunday.
Well, that too, but I just love being on the radio. And I said, I don't know anything about Israeli music, but I'll give it a shot. And that's what I did. I came on the radio and I knew nothing. And it showed. I think the first show that we did, I played a song called Of Gadol, which was really supposed to be Uf Gozal. And I just read
it
wrong.
Did you really do that?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Is that why you always handed me the paper to read the songs after you made that big blumber?
Oh, my God. So, but along the way, I started to love the music. And you know what happened when I started to love the music? I started to feel so much closer to Israel. And the next time you and I went to Israel, I felt like a macher. Ah, I do this Israeli radio show where, you know, you should all pay attention. And we went to record studios and we were interviewing artists. And we're like, hey, we're here. Come pay attention to us. And it made me love Israel more than I ever thought possible. And that's the message that I've been trying to send for all these 25 years to all the Americans who, like me, never listen to this music, never like the music because they don't understand the music. Irrelevant. You know, just tune in and you will fall in love with Israel if
because
you immerse yourself in the culture.
Building a stronger Israel, one song at a time.
That's what we do here at Israel Hour Radio. Well said. So very early on, like our first, I don't know, before we even had our first full show on the air, we got a call that said, David Broza is coming to Rutgers University, where we're located. And I said, who's David Broza? I didn't know. I just never heard of the guy. They said, we want you to interview him. I said, okay. And there was no internet back then. So I had to talk to a whole bunch of friends to find out all about him. And we finally brought him up here to the studio. He came with his son, Ramon, and who was a little kid at the time. And we sat and talked to him and had
a
great
time.
It
was a lot of fun. I mean, he was just real and honest, and he sat across from us. It was a surreal experience at the time.
And we've interviewed a lot of people over the years, a who's who in Israeli music, but I think he's the only one who came here.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Could be wrong, but anyway.
No, I can't imagine anyone else. I mean, no.
So at the time, he was plugging a new English language album that he was working on. And he was plugging this new album, and that's the album he was performing at Rutgers. And I think it's safe to say that that was the first promo album we ever received here at the show. And it is called Second Street by David Broza. The first song on the album, I'm going to play it because it just holds such sentimental memories for me. It's When a Man Holds a Woman by David Broza in 1994, just for you here on Israel Hour Radio, our 25th anniversary.
Oh, בצפון לא חותם כבר על חוזים גם אלוהים לא יעזור אפשר למצוא תמיד יותר טוב אז אתה לא צריך לבחור איך אתה
Andy Simons from Buffalo. I want to wish you Mazal Tov on 25 years and wish you many, many more years on the air. I think that for years I kind of lost touch with Israeli music. And just a couple of years ago, maybe 2.5-3 years ago, I discovered your show and reconnected with what's going on in the Israeli music world. And I really owe you a large debt of gratitude for doing that. I love the show. I love interacting with you and with this community of Israeli music fans that you've created. So again, thanks for what you do, and keep on doing it.
Hi, Josh and Mayrav. This is Helen from Israel, and I'm calling to tell you that I enjoy your show so much that I even ask my Alexa to play the Israel Hour on TuneIn, and I can get to listen to you all day long. I love it. Thank you so much for your great presentations, and it makes my day when I listen to all this wonderful Israeli music.
Hey, Josh Schroen. This is Rena calling from Yerushalayim. I actually just took the train from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, and I had to just tell you how much I love your podcast. It's amazing because I get to hear my old favorites, and I also get to hear what's new. It totally gets me excited and ready for all my upcoming trips to Israel, and it helps to keep me connected when I'm back at home in New York before I go to Israel next. So thank you so much for all that you do, and Chag Chanukah Sameach.
Hi, this is Tammy from New Jersey. Just wanted to let you know that I love your show, not just because you play great music, but because you connect to all your listeners and make it about them as much as about you. And it's a great show.
Dear Mirav and Josh, 25 years means like a lifetime of commitment. Honestly, this show is beautiful. For years I was looking for an English-speaking service, you know, introducing these Hebrew songs, which I'm a fan of. And honestly, from the time I... by accident find your radio, I'm a fan. I'm learning so much, and what I'm learning from you I'm sharing with others, and you're a blessing. You both of you, and what you do, you definitely make Israel stronger, one song at a time.
I want to thank everybody who took the time to leave us a message. You can do the same by calling our voicemail line at 732-844-9778. I especially want to thank Eleanor, who was the last voice that you heard. She started listening while she was living in Iran, and now she lives in Istanbul. And it's not always easy for her to listen to Israeli music and to be all over social media, spreading her love of Israeli music. And she has done just that. And one of our most connected listeners on Facebook and social media. And I really appreciate it. And I'm grateful to all of our listeners for tuning in and for sharing their love for this radio program. Humbled. It's really beautiful. The songs you just heard, well, a couple of my favorites.
Shirim Gadol.
No, not Oh, I can't tell you anything. Shiri Maimon, always been, had a little bit of a crush on her, but don't tell my wife. She has. I'm getting a look.
You are?
When we sat down with her in Tel Aviv for like an hour and a half.
It was amazing.
Oh my God. It was a dream come true for me, and we had a great time with her.
It was a lot of fun. We put the microphone out in the middle of the table. We even asked her, we said, don't people want to stop and say, hey, can I have your autograph? And she said, they're so used to seeing celebrities in Tel Aviv that it's nothing for them.
I'm very impressed. Shiri Maimon with Yesh Li Akol and David Broza with our very first CD that anybody ever gave us. We actually have it autographed. Here, I'm going to post it on social media. Our autographed copy of David Broza's Second Street, you heard When a Man Holds a Woman. And Meirav, I think one of our most memorable moments, in not such a good way, was the passing of Ofra Chaza in 2000.
Because we really had a relationship with her.
Well,
I did.
Tell the story of our interview with Ofra Chaza.
Oh my God, that was the actual surreal one. Forget David Broza. David Broza, you're great, you're fantastic, but it's been said many times about Ofra, the voice of an angel. I mean, it's just such an overused phrase, but she really does have that. And so for us to have interviewed her, it was just unbelievable, that experience. And so Josh starts the questions. He's asking her questions. She's bored out of her mind listening to him talk, especially since he said Of Gadol.
Not in front of her.
Okay, well, she must have thought so. Because then came Mirav, and I started asking her questions. And she stopped and said, Mirav, at maxima. Mirav, you're amazing.
By the
you're
way,
awesome.
This was over the phone.
I know.
So she didn't see you. She just knew you existed.
It was amazing. And so then we went to see her. She was performing in Atlantic City. And it was such a fantastic concert. And of course, at the end of the show, we went up to her and I said, hey, it's me, Mirav. And she lit up. I'm telling you, that's how I remember it.
And didn't she write, she got her autograph. And she wrote Lemirava Maxima.
Yes, Lemirava Maxima at the time. I must have, sparked her interest somehow. I mean, she was just, I will never forget that.
I think she was just happy to find a Hebrew speaker on American radio, and that's what excited her.
Maybe that's your way of saying it. I think I was just Maxima.
It's just your voice.
It's just
your sexy voice.
Okay, fine. But the concert was fantastic. I mean, she had people come to the stage and dance with her. My grandmother was there, and she danced with her. It was a lot of fun.
Well, when she passed away unexpectedly, it sent shockwaves throughout the entire Israeli society and, of course, among us here at Israel Hour Radio. And we immediately went into, I don't know what kind of mode, panic mode or something. And I think we pulled off an amazing two-hour show filled with Ofra's greatest hits of all time and some really great interviews. We interviewed Kobi Oshrat, who collaborated with Ofra on so many songs. We interviewed people who work at Israeli radio stations, who were involved in Israeli culture, and we even played back our interview of Ofra herself. And I think that was one of our proudest moments. Although, we still miss her every single day. It was one of the greatest things that we did here.
But her voice lives on.
It certainly does. Ofra Chaza, we miss you, and we had to play you on our anniversary show. This is Ofra Chaza, Amen Lamilim, Israel, our radio.
מילה קטנה אוהבת מילה תמה מילה שבה נמצא את כל הנשמה מילה קטנה אוהבת מילה תמה מילה שבה נמצא את כל הנשמה אמן למילים לכוונות אמן לשירים ולחלומות אמן לילדים הרכים שבגן אמן לימים הטובים של אמן למילים, לכוונות, אמן לשירים ולחלומות,
ובינך הטובות תאיר את היום, אז נשתוק ביחד את המילים בהן אותי אהבת כל הימים. אז נשתוק ביחד את המילים בהן אותי אהבת כל הימים. אמן למילים, לכוונות, אמן לשירים ולחלומות, אמן לילדים הרכים שבגן, אמן לימים הטובים של כולם. אמן למילים, לכוונות, אמן לשירים ולחלומות, שירים ולחלומות, אמן לילדים הרכים שבגן, אמן לימים הטובים של כולם, אמן למילים, לכוונות.
אבל איפה אני? איפה כולם? הכי מהר, הכי יפה. אני רוצה את הכל הכי טוב, הכי הרבה. אני רוצה להיות פה כף עיניים, שפתיים, רגליים וזרועות. אני רוצה להיות הבן של כל האימהות.
WRSU with Mayrav and Josh.
The songs you just heard, well, we're going to start, we're going to go backwards.
Okay.
The song you heard in this first set was Shiri.
We did that already.
We did that one already?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding then. The song we heard in this first set was Ofra Chaza with Amin Lamilim.
Yes.
Because Mayrav at Maxima, so
yes,
of course we have to play Ofra.
We know, okay.
All right. The song you just heard, this is one of my favorites also. This is Yehuda Poliker with Ani Rotze Gam. So, we got this song. This also came to us because remember Josh was saying earlier on the show that we were machers. We showed up in Israel. Here we are.
Right.
And we were getting radio. We were getting CDs from countless radio stations and production companies, whatever they were, music.
And we came back with a suitcase full
I know.
Of CDs.
That was back
great.
In the days when you were allowed to take 75 pounds.
Right.
I mean, that's how old we are. 75 pounds of just CDs. It was fantastic. So, you know, back in the day, we got the CD and I listened to it. And for those of you who know me, you know, I speak a little quickly.
Yes.
I just do. So I think that's one of the reasons why I like the song, because for those of you who don't know Hebrew, to you, it's anyway, you're just hearing all these words. But this song, he happens to sing very quickly, and I was just so impressed with him.
And Tammy tells me it's a folk dance.
You know, and I was just telling you, I was wondering if there was a song, because I when Tammy was on, she said pretty much every song
right.
is made into a dance. And I was really wondering. I would love to learn this dance since I like this. It must be a fast, upbeat song. I would dance, I would think.
Tammy will teach you, I'm sure.
Okay, Tammy, we have a date. I want to learn this dance because I love this song.
Can you keep up? I don't know.
Probably not, because I also have two left hands and two left feet.
I want to say hi to Max. Max is a regular listener to this show in Germany. And he wrote me a very, very nice
message.
Max
has been on since I was on.
He's been
listening for
a long time. He just said, as you know, I stumbled over the show on iTunes after hearing some Israeli music on TV and looking for more. Not sure when that was exactly, but somewhere between 2005 and 2006, I think. I've been following the show ever since, and I try to tune in live as often as I can. I have the podcasts on my phone and often listen to them on the way to work or while going for a run outside. More than once, the upbeat Yom HaTzmaut episodes have driven me home for the last few miles. I'm not exactly sure what it is, Max writes, since I don't really understand the lyrics and I don't have a personal connection to Israel, but somehow the music just resonates with me and I enjoy it very much. Week after week, you're putting so much work into it to create these amazing playlists. Through the show, I have discovered many different artists that I wouldn't have otherwise. Especially since I don't speak Hebrew, having an English-speaking source is extremely valuable. Without you, I think I would have missed quite a few great artists. Also, through the years, I have learned quite a bit about Israeli culture and also something about American culture. He loves, that's great, he says. Through the community you have created on Facebook, WhatsApp, and your homepage, the way you are interacting with your listeners, you have brought together people from all over the world over our common interest. That's really awesome. I know that most of us only know each other through the internet, but it's my firm opinion that that really helps to bring different cultures together. So I would like to thank you and Mayrav very, very much for what you have been doing. It really means a lot to me. Thank you. And thank you, Max from Germany.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful message.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
That's humbling.
Mayrav, where are we going next?
We are going to Tikva Shesh, HaYivrit HaChadasha. So let me just tell you a little bit about the song. We were sitting in the car on the way to their concert in New York, and your phone, you know, got a little message on it and released, he just released that song and we got it digitally and we were listening to it over and over and over again in the car and I really liked it. I think we were the only ones who knew the lyrics to the song at the concert.
Because he performed it on the day that it came out.
Right, just a few hours later after, you know.
And we just received it.
So But that song, I like it because I love the song. I think it's a great beat. I think it's adorable. I think he's brilliant. I think the way that he strung those words together, he's absolutely brilliant. But my six-year-old son was sitting in the car, and I was playing the song over and over again, and he said to me, Ima, he just said a bad word. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said a bad word. He said, well, Hasafa Kadasha.
No, I can't even do it. Safa kasha. And if you say safa kasha really fast, it sounds like a bad word in English.
Yeah, so Hayavrita Chadasha on Israel Hour Radio.
Judge for yourself.
Safa kasha. Safa kasha.
יש לי דילי, אני בג'טלג, היה לי אוברווייט, קניתי אנבג, כתבתי מיילים, הוספתי ג'ייפג, אני לא בפוקוס, תוסיף לי השטג, סוואג. Oh my god, שפה קשה, העברית החדשה, אני לא מבין את המבטא, דבר אל העברית בבקשה. אני בסטרס, כל הקטע של העברית מתפספס. סיריסלי, יש לי תחושה שזה קורס. קייסס, זה לא בידיל, זה מבאס. תראו, כולם היום עובדים 24/7, בלי הרבה תשוקה, עם המון פשן. נונסטופ, חולמים על רילוקיישן, על אקזיט מפואר, על סטארט-אפ ניישן. יוצאים לדייטים, לאיזה רנדבו, בלופ אחד, מדז'אבו לדז'אבו. שותים שוטים, צ'ייסרים, דרינקים עם כולם, בונים על אפי אואר, על הנגובר חינם. ואין בלנס, בין ההיילה לא, חיים ריאליטי שואו, תאמינו לי, I know וזה להביא. Hello, כבר הגיע הזמן that we speak the language of the Hebrew man. Oh my god, שפה קשה, העברית החדשה, אני לא מבין את המבטא, דבר אל העברית בבקשה. יהיה ב-AIG, הקבצים הם בגיף או ב-BMP, הבדיקות US, MRI, CT וה-MVP תמיד ב-VIP. לא טסים אקונומי, טסים בלוקוס, לא כותבים למגירה, עכשיו כותבים לנוטס, לא ניגשים אל המבחן, ניגשים לטסט, בפייט אגרסיבי נותנים את הבסט, ואם מתים על איזה שיט שמים בריפיט, אם זה לא מספיק קליט, קוויק קונטרול על דיליט סוויט, מעלים לסטורי, פספסת I'm sorry, no comment and glory or be happy, don't worry, יש לי פלאש back, היה לי blackout, עשיתי check-in, עשיתי check-out, הייתי favorite, קיבלתי knockout, לקחתי מיקרופון, עשיתי sold out. Oh my god, שפה קשה, העברית החדשה, אני לא מבין את המבטא, דבר אל העברית בבקשה. Oh my god, קשה שפה, העברית החדשה, גם בן יהודה לא ידע, פליז יותר עברית בבקשה. Wi-Fi בעברית.
Wi-Fi.
איך אומרים protection בעברית?
Protection.
איך אומרים selfie בעברית?
Selfie.
איך אומרים action בעברית?
יאללה.
איך אומרים medium בעברית?
Medium.
איך אומרים premium בעברית?
Premium.
איך אומרים וואלה חסרות לנו מילים לעברית יש בעיות אז מלווים ומלווים ומלווים.
שפה קשה, העברית החדשה, אני לא מבין את המבטא, דבר אל העברית בבקשה. וואי וואי וואי, שפה קשה, העברית החדשה, גם בן יהודה לא ידע, דבר אל העברית בבקשה.
אולי נזמין כמה ב-VIP על יין טוב נשב ביחד נפסיק לחשוב וכשיגידו הבוקר בא נקבע לעוד
מסיבה ועוד מסיבה. זה הזמן לקום, קום על הרגליים, לא צריך סיבות.
שלוש לראש ומומי מבשלים עוד להיט, קבלו את הבום בום בום, הבסים בום לפנים, ודי-ג'יי דן דן דן, ותקליטים ישנים סקרץ' לקנאים לוקליטי, כי כל הקהל איתי זורם איתי על קצב של דרבוקה, אחוז דיבוקה, זנו לי אל האוזן, בנות הזיזו מותן, נותן בטופים עם גיטרה בסברק שלא עוצרת לרגע, אז יאללה בואו 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 בואו
קומבטים נימה, אמרו לי וואלה יאללה, רק בגלל שהוא על הסקאלה יש לו ים הקשרים למעלה, שעל הרחבה אני עולה אני כבר שם לכל הלילה, וואי לכל הבחורות כיוון עליי כי יש עליי את הסטייל. אמרתי לא נח גם לא באור ראשון, נשאר אחרי האפטר לא הולך לישון, אני הסיבה שבנות באות למסיבה, אז מי תביא מספר אולי אני אביא מספר, על חבר אני פרפר כי ככה בא לי.
קום על הרגליים לא צריך סיבות, תן לו בכפיים למה לחכות, ואם אתה לא יודע איך אז זה הזמן ללמוד, סוס מצד לצד וואו וואו, כל מי שיושב
ואת יודעת לזוז, ממה את לבד שמה שמה איזה מין דיבור
שמזהה את המטרה דופק חיוך של שטע זמני, לא צריך פסון בלינג בלינג או מני מני,
כולם במועדור תגידו איי איו, כל האנשים יודעים המסיבה זה פה,
איו הבאס נקרא סדקים בתקרה אבל לא נפרוש, נגלגל את האוטו פנימה ונחרוש שלוש לראש, נשארים מרים תרים עוד כוס תרים עוד כוס תרים,
קום על הרגליים לא צריך סיבות, תן לו בכפיים למה לחכות, ואם אתה לא יודע איך אז זה הזמן ללמוד, לצד וואו וואו, כל מי שיושבת יאללה לעמוד, כל מי שרוקדת תקבל כבוד, ואם אתה לא יודע איך אז זה הזמן ללמוד, סוס מצד לצד וואו וואו, קום על הרגליים לא צריך סיבות, תן לו בכפיים למה לחכות, ואם אתה לא יודע איך אז זה הזמן ללמוד, זוז מצד לצד וואו וואו, כל מי שיושבת יאללה לעמוד, כל מי שרוקדת תקבל כבוד, ואם אתה לא יודע איך אז זה הזמן ללמוד, זוז מצד לצד וואו וואו.
It's Mayrav and Josh on Israel Hour Radio with Momi Levy. He is going to be one of the people we'll be meeting on our 25th anniversary tour of Israel this summer.
Have you not heard about this tour?
I hope you have.
This is going to be a fantastic tour. We haven't stopped hearing from people about how amazing this tour is.
They're so excited, yeah.
Keshet Tours did a great job together with you, Josh, putting together a fan. And me. I helped.
Right. You did. You definitely did.
I definitely did. I for sure did.
And that,
I'm a lot behind the scenes, so I'm
credit for that. That is where we're going to be officially celebrating 25 years, our 25th anniversary broadcast from Israel. We're going to do next summer in the land of Israel. Go to myisraelimusic.com/tour for all you need to know. MyIsraeliMusic.com/tour.
A tour like this has never happened before, let me tell you.
And we're so excited to celebrate our 25th anniversary in Israel.
With
you
in Israel.
Right. You will be a major part of the broadcast. So thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. In the final minutes of today's show, I wanted to play one of the songs that really got me hooked on this Israeli music thing. And when I first started here at Israel Hour Radio, I really didn't know much about Israeli music. And a roommate of mine said, you have to hear Rita. And
what a voice.
I popped the CD into my CD player at the time, which I had just bought because CDs were just coming out. And oh my God, I was blown away. So we're going to, I think we just about have time for one more song. We're going to close with this. And this is Rita. We have interviewed her a number of times. It was quite a thrill.
That too. I mean, who haven't we interviewed? Let's be honest. We're mockers. Remember,
there are a few. There are a few. Shlomo Arzi, I'm still waiting to get one of these days.
Right.
We got to make it happen. But look, Merav, it has been quite a ride. And
a quarter of a century.
I think we're just getting started. I think we're just getting started. We have so many wonderful things planned for our listeners. And we've created an amazing, amazing community of people who love Israeli music all around the world.
Building a stronger Israel, one song at a time.
We hope to do it for another 25 years. And Merav, I want to thank you for joining us whenever you can.
And letting you come here.
And letting me come,
Sundays.
Yeah. And supporting my obsession with this radio show and with Israeli music.
You're welcome. Again, you're looking at me for something
that'll
to say.
Do it for us here at Israel Hour Radio. Until next time, you are tuned to 88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up next. I'm Josh Schroen.
And I'm Merav Dabravsky.
Al Tafsiku Lashir.
Come on,